You're listening to the Exhibit Report Podcast, episode number 7. The Exhibit Report Podcast is your source for insights, tips, and ideas on how to increase revenue by marketing your business in live events. Events like home and garden shows, of course, boat shows, RV shows, outdoor events, and much more. I'm your host, Gary Neidert. Welcome to today's episode, It's Not Rocket Science. 3 foundational rules of marketing your business in live events, of course, like our home and garden shows. Yes. Here's what we'll cover today. Engage attendees or connect with them. The 3-second rule, follow up, and a little bit of bonus information. Well, who is Gary Neidert? Who am I? Since 1992, I have worked with home improvement type companies, helping them to market their business in live events, specifically the Dallas Home and Garden Show, the Fort Worth Home and Garden Show, the Texas Home and Garden Show, Houston, the Houston Home Show, the Texas Home and Garden Show, Las Colinas, and other shows along the way. I'm a husband, I've been married for over 22 years, a father, I have one daughter who is a social media rock star. She works for a major nonprofit organization based in Dallas. I'm a grandfather, I have a grandson who's, he'll be 5 years old in February. My granddaughter will be 2 years old in December. I'm a podcaster. Some of my hobbies include reading about marketing, developing YouTube videos, and I've got a Honda Trail 90 that is in my garage that I am in a very, 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 very long process trying to get it up and running in order to put it on the street and ride it around a little bit. This is a motorcycle that my dad had, and it sat in his garage for about 25 years with a full tank of gas and all the gas gummed up on it. My goal is not to let it sit in my garage for 25 years, but my goal is to get it up and running here pretty quick. So that's a little bit of personal information about me. My background, when I was in college, I enjoyed getting junk mail or direct mail. That was the thrill of my day when I go to the post office and get the junk mail. Since then, I've been a student of direct response marketing. I've applied marketing principles to selling exhibit space, as well as working with clients as they exhibit in the home and garden shows, helping them to apply marketing principles to what they do in the shows. Why I'm doing this podcast. I want to inspire. I want to be able to encourage you to go beyond your comfort zone and achieve more success. And I'll be right there with you. I have made decisions on things that's going to take me outside of my comfort zone in order to achieve the things that I want to achieve. So, hey, we'll be all hanging out there in the discomfort zone together. How about that? Want to be able to inform, give you ideas and tips about marketing your business in live events, along with some general marketing tips. I want to teach what I've learned about these marketing ideas and exhibiting tips and ideas. And there might be a little bit of entertainment involved with this. There might be some bad jokes along the way, or as my daughter and son-in-law call them, the Garyisms. Hadn't had a good Garyism in a while, but the thing about it, just when you least expect it, there'll be a Garyism come along, and you won't know that you're in the middle of it until it's too late. Let's get right into what we're going to be talking about today. It's not rocket science. 3 foundational rules of marketing your business at live events. Here are the 3 foundational rules, and I'll come back and give a little bit of detail on each one. The first one is to engage attendees. Number 2, the 3-second rule. Number 3, follow-up. Hey, that one sounds familiar. Seems like we've talked about that before. Oh, yes, we have. Let's go to engage attendees. When people come to the shows, our home and garden shows, as well as some of the other events that take place in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, consumer shows like RV shows, boat shows, bridal shows. We've got the outdoor festivals. They're paid events. People have to pay to attend, get inside and see the exhibitors. For our show especially, we make sure that all our shows are paid events because this brings you a better qualified attendee. If someone's willing to take the time out of their day to drive to a show, wherever it might be, in some cases pay for parking, and then pay to get into an event, they have qualified themselves as a pretty good lead. And they're willing to pay money to let you sell them stuff. When they come into the show, they're going to be walking down the aisle and just kind of looking around. They'll look from the left to the right, the left, and sometimes they'll try to avoid eye contact with you. But what you need to do, you need to make sure that you greet everyone that walks by your booth. There'll be some that will ignore you, and that's okay. But you need to greet everybody that walks by your booth, and if possible, hand them out a piece of paper with the show special on it. As you're doing that, ask a question while handing the attendee the show flyer. Well, what brings you to the show? How about this one? When was the last time you remodeled your kitchen for the kitchen remodeler, for the remodeling contractor? Or when was the last time you remodeled your bathroom? When was the last time you were outside and wished you had an outdoor kitchen, especially now when it's starting to turn a little bit cooler? When was the last time you looked at your fogged windows and said, you know, we need to replace those windows? Always make sure to ask an open-ended question. You don't want to ask a yes or no question because it's always easier to say no and just walk on by. When you ask a question where they have to stop and think and respond to you with a little bit more of an answer, it gives you the opportunity to engage them in a conversation. All right, so that was engage attendees. The 3-second rule, number two, people have short attention spans. They are bombarded with information everywhere they go, in the car, on the social media, there are smartphones, the TV, the computer, everywhere you or I or the attendees go, we're bombarded with information. So you have a very short amount of time to capture their attention. That's why we have the 3-second rule. You got to be able to tell people in short sound bites what you do, why they should stop and talk with you, and who you are, pretty much in that order. Now, there is an exhibitor that it's not my exhibitor, it's not my client, but he's been in the shows for a number of years. He's got one of the best banners I've seen in the show. It's not necessarily a pretty banner, but it says everything that people need to know to make a quick decision if they're looking for his product, his service. It says, remodeling done on time, every time. Real short statement, but it tells everything that people need to know. They can walk by it, and it's on a yellow banner with red, I believe it's red lettering. So it catches their eye, less than 3 seconds, and it tells them what they need to know. Even in talking with people, you got to tell them in quick sound bites what you do. You got to appeal to the end result of what the prospect wants. That means you have to know what they want. And you need to do it in such a way it appeals to them emotionally. You have to paint an emotional picture for your prospect in what you provide for them. Why the prospect should stop and talk to you. You've got to appeal to his radio station, his or her radio station, WIIFM.
Hi, coming to you from WIIFM.
Well, that is a true radio station that it's in all of us. We transmit that, and we also have the receiver for WIIFM. What's in it for me? You got to be able to appeal to them. You got to be able to broadcast your message where they pick it up with their WIIFM receiver to let them know in emotional terms, create and paint a word picture that appeals to their emotions and creates trust in what you're telling them and create a little bit of rapport. It doesn't take long. Like I said, it's the 3-second rule. And then you need to tell them who you are, your company name, your phone, your website. That's really kind of, it's not that it's not important, but it's more important that you tell them what you do, why they need to talk with you, and then who you are. It's a quick message, the 3-second rule. Number three on this list is follow up. We've talked about that at least twice before, and there's probably a good reason. This is one of the most important things that every exhibitor needs to pay attention to. Doesn't matter whether you're a consumer show exhibitor or a trade show exhibitor, you need to follow up. Lack of follow-up is one of the biggest failures of all exhibitors, trade show or consumer shows. You've got to be able to, number one, go for the appointment. Sell the appointment, number one. If you can't get the appointment, get the lead. Get their information so that you can follow up with them later on, either by a phone call, a postcard, a newsletter, or whatever. Make sure that you have that information so that you can follow up with your prospect. And I mentioned this once before, have pre-printed postcards in the booth. So at the end of the day, you can address it to your prospect that stopped by the booth you talked to. On the pre-printed part of the postcard, you could say something like, "Thank you for stopping by my booth today to talk about your project. I look forward to talking with you in the future. If you have any questions, if there's anything I can do to help you, let me know." And mail the card out that night. Make sure that you have the postcards with you and make sure that you have postage so that you can mail them out the night that the show is over with. Think about it. If you saw them on Friday, you put a postcard in the mail on Friday night, and by chance they got that on Saturday, which is not really likely, but even if they get it on Monday, who else is going to be doing that? Your competition is not likely that they're going to go to that links to make an impression on your prospect, their prospects. Y'all are competing for the same thing. So make sure that you follow up, follow up, follow up, follow up. So in summary, the three foundational rules of marketing at live events. Number one, engage the attendees as they're walking down the aisle. Greet everybody that walks by your booth. Number two, the 3-second rule. People have a short attention span. Make sure that you tell them in quick sound bites what you do, why they should talk with you, and who you are. This applies not only to the shows, it also applies to your website, it applies to your literature, and most everything else in your message that you present to people. And number three, follow up. We'll keep hammering this one for a long time. Follow up, follow up, follow up. You're probably getting the message by now, so follow up. Now let's talk about the bonus information. Last week I had the opportunity to go to an exhibiting workshop that was hosted by Naomi Butler with Bridal Shows, Inc. She produces bridal shows, and she does one at Dallas Market Hall. She does one at Fort Worth. She does one in Plano as well as Irving. Naomi has produced these shows for at least 25 years, and I'm thinking a little longer than that. But she knows her stuff, and she was very kind enough to invite me to be a part of this, just to come in and observe and listen. And I learned some pretty cool stuff. I learned that we're pretty much on the same page in the sense that what I tell my exhibitors, tell my clients what to do and how to do a home and garden show, pretty much the same thing. We've talked about in the follow-up part, need to build a database of names. Don't throw the leads away, but collect them and put them into a database. I don't care if it was 10 years ago. I don't care if they didn't buy anything at the moment. I don't care if they went with your competitor. You build a database of names that you collected at a show. And here's why. She talked about one of her exhibitors that went back through their past leads and they started to contact them again. They went back a couple of years ago and began to touch base with their prospects. 2 years, 3 years, 4 years ago, and they started getting business from it. So you've got money just kind of laying out there that you're not even aware of. Matter of fact, there was a fellow by the name of Dan Kennedy. He is a, quote, marketing guru. He has been teaching direct response marketing for 40 years at least. Really interesting things on what he presents and how his perspective is on marketing is very, very cool. He, in his early years, he dealt primarily with chiropractors and dentists and a few doctors, but mostly the chiropractors and the dentist. He talked about one of his clients that wasn't a doctor, wasn't a dentist, would go into a doctor's office and would take the patient list that hasn't been contacted or was not active, and his job was to reactivate that list, and he would make a percentage off of every person that he got back into the office with an appointment and to do some kind of a procedure. He did this. He would go into offices all across the country, and he made a boatload of money doing this. So if a guy can go in there that doesn't really know that much about dental procedures or chiropractic procedures and get people to reactivate from an old list, what about you and your business? You know, you could go back to a list that was 2 years old, 3 years old, and present them with some kind of a special, a postcard, a newsletter, reactivate that list. You've got money laying out there that all you have to do is just reach out and touch someone. That sounds like an old commercial, but it's true. Reach out and touch someone. It's almost, in my mind, I was thinking about this the other day. You know, when we were younger and things were tight, we would go and we would dig in the couch and try to find the quarters and any kind of change that might have slipped out of our pockets, and we'd go buy a Coke or something like that, or you'd do that in a car. This is almost the same way. Instead of digging in the couch, you're digging back in your database of prospects from years ago, and you're not digging for quarters anymore. You're digging for $100 bills. So make sure that you go back in and dig in that database for your $100 bills. And that's what I got out of the exhibiting workshop that Naomi Butler with Bridal Shows, Inc. hosted. It was very, very cool. And I appreciate her hospitality. I appreciate her inviting me to the event. And it was really a good event. And I'm glad to have been able to go there. Met some really cool people, too, that is probably going to be a part of her show. So some of our future topics, we've already talked about these, but I want you to be thinking about them as we go forward. And maybe one of these will get your attention and you'll want to be listening for it as we continue on with the podcast. Beware of crabs. Did you know that crabs will not let other crabs crawl out of the box? Beware of crabs. Effective lead generation in a live event. Beware of the shiny object. Beware of big promises, especially from a new show or a new business. Confessions of a seasoned exhibitor, and this will be a part of all the interviews that we will do, just like we did in episode number 6 with Lori Renfro. She's a seasoned exhibitor, and she provided some good information. Why home and garden shows? Why exhibit in home and garden shows? There's power in postcards. Don't sell the job, sell the appointment. Stack the deck in your favor, market your business in live events, and let prospects know you will be at an event. Our next episode, effective lead generation in a live event. This will be a good one. I think you'll enjoy it. In the near future, you'll be able to find us on Facebook as well as iTunes. I will let you know when we're live on each one of these sites. And when we go live, I would greatly appreciate it if you go in and you like the Facebook page, however that works out. I have to rely on my social media rock star daughter to tell me what to do on this kind of thing, and because that's what she does. So I'll be able to find out from her. And then iTunes, well, I will eventually get these posted on iTunes And if you'll go in there and sign up, like, or whatever it is on iTunes that we do, I would greatly appreciate that. Remember, when you're working on your advertising calendar, always consider marketing your business to your prospects at live events like our Home and Garden shows. It's your chance to show and sell. You can do that, right? Well, I want to thank you for listening today. I'm Gary Neidert, and you've just experienced the Exhibit Report Podcast.